Remember those three-legged races we used to run when we were kids?
NPR senior news analyst Ted Koppel.
When you were tied at the ankle to someone either much taller or much smaller than you? Hold on to that picture. It's a helpful, if imperfect, image of the U.S. and China these days, heading in roughly the same direction, very much out of rhythm, but still firmly joined at the ankles. If one trips, the other falls. China and the United States have become increasingly interdependent. They sell hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods to the United States every year. The U.S. has borrowed about $1 trillion from China. The two nations, however, are still at radically different stages of development. You need only look at today's headlines. That mine disaster in Utah, 6 miners trapped underground, and the nation holds its breath. Last year, we lost 47 coal miners in the United States, and there was an outcry because the previous year the toll was just 22. Last year in China, there were more than 4,740 coal mining deaths, and that's according to government records. So what can we conclude? That the United States is more rigorous in enforcing coal mine safety than the government of China? Yes, but remember the part about being at different stages of development. Before 1930, in this country, we suffered an average of almost 2,300 coal miners killed every year. In the last 70 years or so, we've come a long way in industrial safety, food purity, environmental standards, automobile safety, all the standards that government begins to develop and enforce after it completes its industrial revolution. That's not to say that China doesn't have to be held to account for the tainted food and pharmaceuticals it's been exporting. All those recent stories about contaminated pet food and toothpaste from China, the massive recall of toys that glistened with lead-based paint, has sent a clear message to the Chinese. Certain standards do have to be met. The Olympics will add to growing international pressure on China to clean up its unbelievable air and water pollution. It's not enough for them to tell the West, look, you had your industrial revolution, you polluted the environment, ignored safety standards, employed child labor. We're just going through our version of that phase. It's not enough. But neither is it entirely unreasonable. We have every right to criticize, but also every incentive to help. Like it or not, we and the Chinese are joined at the ankles. This is Ted Koppel.